You're listening to SBS News.
The bells of Strasbourg Cathedral rang for 10 minutes in tribute to Notre Dame Cathedral following its partial destruction in this week's fire. Local resident Nadia Pascasio Comte said she had tears in her eyes when the bell started.
I have been very, very moved by the Notre Dame fire, and I saw on the social networks that the bells were going to ring tonight in all the cathedrals, so I said to myself that I have to come to Strasbourg and be there.
Bells rang across France, but further afield as well. In Chicago, in the United States, French-American Chicago resident Sylvie Resch was one of several passers-by who stopped to listen to the toll of bells at Chicago's Holy Name Cathedral.
We've lived in Paris for many years before moving to Chicago, and I'm also a Catholic. And during this Holy Week, it's very, very sad to see, but it's also moving because we know that we will rebuild, and like Easter, there's hope.
Back in Paris at a church service for Easter week held at the Church of Saint-Sulpice, the Archbishop of Paris, Michel Aupouty, says like the resurrection of Christ celebrated at Easter, the cathedral must be brought back up.
L'émotion mondiale.
The worldwide emotion, the extraordinary generous impulse generated by the fire that partially destroyed Notre Dame, will allow us to prepare to bring it back up again. We could, in this Easter season, talk of a sure resurrection, but we must also bring the church back up.
The Church of Saint-Sulpice, the second largest house of worship in Paris, is poised to become the replacement national place of worship during the 5 years or more that Notre Dame will be closed for repairs. There's already been an outpouring of funding support from around the world to repair the damaged cathedral. The regional council will release an extra 10 million euros as emergency aid to be given to the Notre Dame Foundation to help the diocese with emergency works before the fundraising gets underway in earnest. Stéphane Byrne, the head of the French Heritage Preservation Mission, says it's vital that the work of preservation begins immediately.
The survey is almost complete. However, the survey of the state of the security, protection of the building, removal of the water, that needs to be done very quickly. And we still have some fragile points that we absolutely need to protect within the next few days. Set up flooring, set up a crane, protect the Gallery of Chimère, which still threatens to collapse on the vault. And we can't have the vault be more destroyed than it has already been.
Professor Roger Lewis from the School of Architecture, Planning and Preservation at the University of Maryland says the five-year reconstruction plan is quite possible, but he agrees with Stéphane Byrne that a lot of preservation work needs to be done before they can start the main project.
Realistic for certain parts of the building, particularly the roof. The roof structure is made of wood, it's timbers. That can be reconstructed probably even in less than 5 years. I think before anything can happen, though, they still have to make sure everything is stable and that it's safe even to go in there and start moving around the place.
The French Prime Minister has paid tribute to the firefighters who fought the devastating fire at the cathedral. Edouard Philippe said the nation's thoughts were with a firefighter and two policemen who were injured during the operation, adding that the toll could have been much higher.
Les sapeurs-pompiers qui sont intervenus ont pris des risques.
The firefighters who took part took risks that the country must know about and fully measure, risking their lives for France. They are heroes, and we must now rise up to their level and to the challenge.
D'être à la hauteur de ce qu'ils sont, ainsi qu'à la hauteur des enjeux.
Despite extensive damage, many of the cathedral's treasures were saved, including the famous rose-stained glass windows, although they're not yet out of danger as the stone support structure around them is currently leaning out towards the street. Investigators believe the fire was possibly sparked by renovation work that was underway at the cathedral. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.